This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we have retired General Galen Shaw on the phone. We've spoken with General Shaw over the past few weeks with regard to your hobby, and I know you're retired from the military, and you and your wife have moved out to Rancho Mirage. General, thanks for joining the program.
Well, thank you for having me on, young man. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners. I appreciate your interest in us, and I wanted to tell you also that Carrie says hello, and she's doing very, very well.
Thank you. Tell her that we said hello to her. General, you got into photography, huh?
Well, Phil, I got into photography when my wife said that she was a little tired of having me underfoot, I guess, and it happens when you retire. And I found very rapidly that I became quite enamored of this hobby. And I'll tell you what Carrie had done. Had gotten me one of these old Nikita Japanese camera. And it was quite enjoyable learning the mechanics of this. It's not a motor-driven camera at all.
And for people who don't know, what does that mean?
In other words, it doesn't have an automatic trigger, which will fire off in rapid succession frame exposures, as you've probably seen in sports photography. You'll hear the automatic triggering of the camera's exposure. This doesn't happen. This is a little bit more of an artistic thing, Phil.
All right, so you're taking more of a kind of a set shot, one shot, a frame shot.
Yeah, that is correct. And the way I use it, I use the camera in general when I am traveling and I see a young lady who I would like to take a photograph of. I'll take a picture of her and so on. And it's a lot of fun, as well as I'm still developing my knowledge of developing, Phil.
Do you have a dark room? Or are you going to set one of those up?
Well, we have a couple of rooms in the condo that we've got here. I've got a couple of rooms. The grandchildren will come visit occasionally, and they use the spare bedroom, but we've got one or two rooms I can use as a dark room, yes.
Now, you're taking pictures of young women, you were telling me, with or without their permission. I'm just going to, I know sort of the answers to some of the questions I'm asking you, but...
Well, I think that perhaps you and some members of the media would like to make it a more controversial thing than it is, Phil. Really, all I'm doing is when I'm traveling, and I do a fair bit of it. I love to take photographs of young women. There is nothing inappropriate about it, and there's nothing that any young lady should worry about. It is my feeling. I want to document where I've been and the people that I've seen, and women make up some 52% of the world's population, so I love to take pictures of young ladies. And then I get these developed. I've got a very good friend of mine, Jim Kelly, who was a former Army Ranger gentleman who was in Vietnam for a couple of tours. He helps me develop the photographs, and then I put them into a green gym bag that I carry with me, and that's my hobby. And
when you say you do a fair amount of traveling, you're retired. Are you traveling with your wife?
No, Phil, I don't. I travel by myself mostly, and I'll tell you why. I'm a little bit of a nervous kind of a guy. I can't sit still, and so I will rent a car because we don't really drive too much, but I'll rent a car. I'll put 10,000 miles on it in a week and just drive and stop and stay at one of the YMCAs, or you go down here to one of the Salvation Armies and get a bed for the night because I'm a little bit of a...
You stay at a... Why do you stay at a Salvation Army?
Well, I was going to say I'm a little bit of a tightwad, Phil, and my wife will tell you that. And it's a bit better than renting a hotel. I don't need a hotel. I don't need a lot of that nonsense. And I've got a lot of the photographs with me, and I'll carry them around and take a look at them.
All right, General, I'll give her a number out here: 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm speaking with retired Army General Galen Shaw, and he is talking about his photography hobby. Were you taking pictures of young women? And some of the women I've got to ask you, do they object? Are you asking permission?
Well, no, I don't ask permission because I'm not going to do anything commercial with them. You would think you'd have to ask permission of a woman to take her photograph if you were going to do something commercial with it, but I'm not doing anything commercial with it. These are simply for my own private collection and my own enjoyment. So no, I don't get any permission.
What if a woman was to object?
You explain to them if you are approached by a young lady whose picture you've just taken. You explain to them that it's perfectly all right. There's nothing commercially intended with the use of these photographs. I'm not going to do anything with them. They're not sexual in nature. They're only for my own personal. And you try to calm them down. There have been the odd time.
I was going to say, how many times did that happen?
Well, Phil, there's been the odd time a young lady will say to you, "Well, why did you take my picture? I'd rather you didn't take my picture." And I explain to them, "Well, I'm not doing anything with the photograph, and you don't have to worry about it." And
have you ever had anybody object to the point where they're vehement or that they are insistent?
Oh, you know what, Phil? Occasionally you do, and one of the things that I try to remember is I take pictures of women. If I see a ring on the finger on the left hand, well, you know that woman is most likely engaged or married. And I take those pictures. I've never had a woman become insistent, but sometimes, they might. And you try to remind them that what's better for them is just to have their picture taken or something worse. And
what do you mean by worse?
Well, I don't mean anything violent, Phil. I have to tell them I'm going to take your picture, and I want to take your picture, and I'm going to take your picture, and so they.
But what do you mean something worse?
Well, you see, if they've got a ring on their finger, you know that they're married, or you know that they're engaged, and you say to them, I don't want to have to speak to your husband or your boyfriend,
What? Oh, you're kidding, right?
Well, no, but it's nothing you want to do, and I don't want to do that. I just want to take their picture and go home with it, and that's all I want to do. I want to go home with the picture and look at it, and I'm done. Again, it's not sexual.
Forgive me for bothering. I'm curious. What do you mean I may have to talk to your boyfriend or your husband?
Oh, Phil, look, this is not about threatening anybody. This is a hobby that I've got. My wife, Carrie, got me the camera.
Just humor me. What do you mean by that?
Well, if she doesn't want me taking her picture and she gets insistent, is the word that you used, Phil, I say to her, well, I don't want to have to speak to your husband or your boyfriend again.
Yeah, but what are you going to talk to them about?
I tell them it's entirely possible. I could say to them that I saw you, intimate with another man, or I saw you doing something and I wanted to get a picture of it, and I've got it, And I you don't want to do that, Phil, and I really don't want to do that. I don't want to get anybody on my bad side, and I don't want to get on anyone's bad side. But I will take their photograph, and there's nothing that's going to stop me.
Okay, General, with all due respect, this insistence of taking the photographs of young women, how old are these women?
Oh, they could be anywhere in age from, I try to get them when they're, they've become young ladies. They're very lovely, anywhere in age from 14 on up.
Yeah, but those young ladies aren't married.
Well, no, they're not. But they're also less likely to confront you and say, I don't want my picture taken, But the most important message I want to give out is that I'm not using these photographs for any salacious intention. These are not pornographic. I love to photograph women in the different, attire that they wear seasonally. I love to look at them. And I have them developed. Jim Kelly, as I mentioned, very good friend of mine.
Now let me say you put them in a green gym bag.
Well, Phil, that's a little bag that I carry that with me when I travel, and I put them in the green gym bag. And when I travel, I will before I go to sleep at night, I'll take them out and I'll look at them, and I enjoy looking at them. And I'll get in the car the next day and I'll drive on to another motel or drive to another a town that's out in the middle of the desert or something, and I'll check in for the night. I'll get the pictures out and I'll look at them again. And that's all I do with them.
All right, General. The fact is that the photographs are being taken without the permission of the individual who is the subject. And as you heard him say, he's going to take the picture regardless. And if a woman argues, he even said, well, I'll just talk to your husband and your boyfriend and say I saw you in a compromising position. Now, he says that they're not sexual and they're not commercial. All he likes to do is take pictures of women and look at them. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're speaking with retired General Galen Shaw on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
General Shaw, do people still call you General, by the way?
Well, Phil, occasionally they do. I prefer Galen. That's my name. I'm not in the military any longer, but I'm certainly proud of the service that I gave to our country, and I do stand in reserve with the United States Army, but you can call me gay if you want, although that has funny implications now, I guess, but I like the name Galen, and that's fine.
All right, well, I'll call you General just because that's the kind of guy that I am. I like titles that people have earned.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
All right, now let's get back to your hobby of photographing women without their permission. You spoke with a couple of members of two people who work security at I believe it was the Meriden Gardens in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, it's actually a botanical garden area.
Now, would you speak? You spoke with two people from security because you were in a bush, using a telephoto lens as women jogged by, right?
Yes, I was, Phil. And
why? Why?
Well, again, my intention is to almost be a photojournalist and to photograph women in, as I said, differing attire, differing activities. I sat in this bush because you don't want to be incognito, and
you're hiding from the women. You're hiding.
Well, yes, but let's again revert to my original point, which is there's nothing sexual or mischievous or salacious about any of this.
All right, so you're hiding, so they don't see you.
They don't see you, and you get some very good pictures of them as they go by, and a lot of the modern jogging attire and is loose fitting. And why do I say that? I say that because the human body in motion is a very beautiful thing, and the loose fitting jogging attire will allow you to see. I guess you're able to see the body in motion, Phil. I don't want anyone to think. And the other thing that I do is use the camera for the phone cameras that are very popular now. I've got a Nokia camera, and I have read and I've heard this nonsense where they talk about upskirt and this kind of thing. I don't believe in any of that, but I do believe that you can get some very interesting and very artistic shots using a camera phone.
How do you use it?
How do I use it? In a variety of ways. You can position a camera so that it is, unlike a lot of these people who have these websites that are pornographic, I don't believe in that. I believe in art shots. You can hold the camera in such a way so that it is tilted or angled, so that you are able to photograph a woman's breasts, or you are able to photograph her legs or her derriere, if you will, and you'll be able to see some part of it that's not covered with clothing. Now,
all right, but General, let me ask you, what's the difference between this and somebody who does one of these disgusting?
Well, no, hold on, because my answer to that, and my answer to anybody who asks me that, it's artistic, and there's a very, very big difference.
But you said there's nothing sexual.
There is nothing sexual. I admire a woman's body. Phil, 52% of the world's population is female. They should be photographed thoroughly. I think the woman, the species of woman, the female, needs to be researched and photographed. We need to catalog each and every activity because they are the majority of the world's population. And in as such, they really call the shots. And believe me, if you don't believe me, I invite you to spend a weekend at my house and listen to my wife as she, you know, orders me around. But I love her very much, of course. And so I think that women need to be photographed and cataloged properly. And
well, all right, hold on. If women need to be photographed and cataloged properly, what are you doing holding a camera under their skirt? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think you're putting it a little crudely. I don't hold the camera under their skirt. I wait for an opportune moment where I'm able to position the camera in such a way so that it is able to photograph a woman's form when it is not completely cloaked. This is far different from some crude individual who wants to compromise a woman by getting a photograph of her that is completely inappropriate. But I will, hold the phone camera in such a way that you're able to get a picture of her undergarments or some part of her lower body, which may, if the lighting is proper motion of the body is conducive, you might be able to photograph some part of her body that is uncovered, that is showing either the genitals or...
All right, hold on. See, this is what I'm talking about, okay?
But, Phil, again, it is not a sexual pursuit, and it's the most difficult thing in the world, Phil, to get people to understand this.
Does your wife know that you do this?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. Carrie, there isn't anything I do that Carrie doesn't know about. And I'm in constant contact with her when I'm on the road, and I travel a lot for my hobby.
All right, General, you are traveling in a rented car, you say sometimes 10,000 miles in a week.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you're staying in motels or these places, and then you go out with your camera and your phone, and you're getting pictures of women.
That is correct, yes. And it is a hobby that, fortunately for me, God bless, and knock wood, I'll be around for a while. And
your wife is aware that you do all of this?
Oh, Phil, why wouldn't she be aware? There's nothing that I am doing that is in the least bit wrong or anything she should be embarrassed about.
All right, but you just said to me, you hold a camera phone in such a way so that you get a picture of a woman's undergarments, and if the lighting's proper, and
that's correct,
and if the motion of the body is right, you'll get an exposed picture of the woman. You see what I'm saying?
Well, there a lot of the younger people call it camel toe.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
No, you don't know what you're talking about. There isn't anything sexual.
The term you just used is a sexual term.
It is a sexual term, yes. But it has nothing to do with what I'm doing. I'm simply trying to get the human form, the female body, cataloged before I die. I feel that I serve my country, and now I want to serve my fellow man. And the best way to do that, in the years that I have remaining to me, is to catalog fully and completely the female body. Every woman that I see, try to get her picture, catalog it, and somehow...
What do you mean, catalog it?
Fellow photographers would understand, but I...
And you carry these around in a green gym bag, you said?
Yes, sir. I've got a gym bag, Phil, I've had since probably the late 1960s. And it used to be my old bag that I used playing tennis.
Uh-huh.
Now I use it, and I carry the photographs with me.
And at night you take them out and you look at them?
That is correct, yes.
Do you, with this cataloging, are you going to be working on that?
Yes, when I get back home, I've got an office, go down there, and I hang the pictures up on a clothesline, and they're behind me in my office, so I've got a clothesline that I extend from one of the wall of the office to the other, and then I close peg these pictures up, and I've got them hanging in the office, and I'll be down there looking at them and taking notes and so forth.
You must know that what you're saying to me is very unusual.
Oh, I know that, but I learned a long time ago that you can't be concerned with what people think of you. You have to be who you are and go out there and do... And I'll tell you, Phil, I got a very interesting shot just the other day. I was in a shopping area out in your neck of the woods out in Westlake Village.
Uh-huh.
And I was out at that new shopping area that they've got near the Civic Arts Plaza. And a woman who had just gotten done jogging, she was wearing a pair of shorts. She was doing some stretching, so she sat down on a bench, and she lifted her leg up. And I guess she was not wearing, well, obviously she wasn't wearing anything under the shorts because the shorts stretched and pulled away, and you could pretty well see the woman exposed, and I got a very good shot with a telephoto of that.
Dude.
But Phil, let me tell you something. My prize collection is the album filled with camel toe.
Baba Booey.
I told you.
You didn't tell me nothing. You put that guy's call right through. Was that General Shaw?
I think it was, but maybe it wasn't.
Maybe it wasn't. Well, Phil, my wife helps me with my hobby. I carry it in a green gym bag, and I take them out at night and look at them. And I stay at Salvation Armies, YMCAs, and motels. What the hell? If you ever put that guy back on the phone again, bud, I want to clear it first. I want to call the Army Reserve and make sure this is the real guy. I'll ask him what the color of his ribbons were, what his in-country and out-country Vietnam ribbons were, and what does his, Distinguished Service Medal look like.
You want me to ask all that?
You couldn't even remember. You don't even remember your own name. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's prodigal son. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, the whole idea of a gym bag is it used to be a very common thing, but now gym bags, real oddball, baby. Real out there. You know, guys, you know, people carry backpacks. A cat walking around with a gym bag, there's something that those are the, you know, that's the devil's playground. Guy's got, he's got a gun in there, an axe. We just spoke with a program director at KGEO, our affiliate in Bakersfield, who was reminded when we played the Clara Bingham flashback of when that originally aired. Now, Bakersfield, California is just north of Los Angeles by 100 and a half, something like that. It's very well known, of course, as the country music capital of California. Buck Owens has got a joint up there. It's home of the Dwight Yoakam Bakersfield Biscuit. Have you checked that out? That's Dwight. He made that up. It's a Bakersfield biscuit, and it's made out of, it's got, apparently it's good for you. In other words, it's one of these country deals, but it's not going to put grease into your heart. Anyway, he said that when they ran the Clara Bingham bit originally, you know, the bit where she says she's going to shove some kid's face into a chalkboard or drop a chair on his head so he knows what it's like to be in war, that someone called the Kern County Sheriff. And the dude had to field a phone call from the Kern County Sheriff and explain it's just a bit. The gentleman's name, by the way, is Tony Witnack, the program director up there. Now, it's very funny to me because when you call the police, there's a very specific law against causing a public emergency. What we do in our show is we just create and present these things, and we make them sound so real. They're so absurd, if you think about it. They're just nuts. But we make them sound so real. That's, if anybody wants to know what the secret of our show is, we make it sound real. So that you got, you're believing. I thought at first this was a joke, but now. So anyway, he said that he had to field a call from the Kern County Sheriff. One of these days, I'll put together a list of police agencies that have been called as the result of our show. I've got, at the top of my head, I can name them. California Highway Patrol, Los Angeles County Sheriff, Los Angeles City Police, LA County Fire, Miami-Dade, Bay Harbor Police, Fort Lauderdale Police, Secret Service. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah, yeah. I remember the night the freaking Secret Service called. Did you really mean what you said about wanting to put it to President Reagan with a broom handle? No, sir. It was a character. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much. Look, I got my eye on you, boy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is my kind of party. Now, you just remember, I'm Agent Clorovan, and I'm looking at you, boy. So, you're the outlaw Josie Wales, huh? Well, Mr. Josie Wales, twitch a muscle, move a finger, and I'll splatter your brains all over the walls. That's one of my favorite movies. So, yeah, I don't know if we have any other police agencies that have been called, but if you have, oh, yeah, the RCMP, oh, God, forget it, man. It just, the list goes freaking on and on. And that's just the guys that liked us. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot one, the Minneapolis PD. That one was weird, and the reason why I forgot it is because I've told you the story. That night I was morphing into a werewolf. It was just a bit I was doing on the show, but the Minneapolis PD knew my show, and most cops like the show. And so the guy comes to the door and he says, you ain't turning into a werewolf, are you? I said, no. Okay, good. I was just checking because some old lady called the precinct house. I got to come down here and check this crap out. You understand that, don't you? Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you run around. No, it's okay, man. I mean, it was just up the street. Well, you didn't really think I was turning into a werewolf. Well, I didn't know, Phil. I mean, she calls up. She says, a guy in the air is turning into a wolf. All right. Well, thanks a lot, man. See you later. Yeah, you got it. Hey, by the way, I got a parking ticket. Oh, yeah. Let me take care of it. Thanks. He rips it up, walks away. So that's just a list. But one of these days we'll get the whole list. I'm sure somewhere in there is the FBI.
And now it's time for letters that they wrote.
That's what you're going to call a bit, letters that they wrote? I said I want to have a nice, you know, email.
Email.
Nice work, bud. Boy, you really work hard on these little projects I give you, man, don't you? Really work hard.
One for me.
Hey, Phil, I don't know if you've seen it or not, or if you even care, but a few of us have infiltrated Boys Forum on his website with a threat about you. Oh, you mean comb over boy? Far out. This, of course, was like taking a stick to a hornet's nest, as we've now threatened their queen. What's cool, though, is that there are more people giving you props than calling for your head on a stick. Thought you might like to know, Robert in Vegas. Thank you, Robert. That's pretty cool. Let me tell you something about boy, and you may think that I'm, like, beating a guy for no reason. This guy, for years, has been on his show bad-mouthing people for no reason. Or just, you know, using Howard shtick or using, you know, Neil Rogers shtick, calling out other hosts, bagging on people, doing it real lame and real unfunny. And, you know, he's the guy's taking me on. Is he kidding? Is he really? I mean, that shows you how, like, artificial his caddy's going to take me on. I'm ripping his ass six different ways to sunset, baby. And he's like, Phil Henry, you know, get out of here with your phony baloney voice, man, will you? So that's why we, you know, that's why we stick it to this guy, because he's asking for it. I said to myself, well, oh, man, he's asking for it. You know, it'd be different if the cat was just doing a bad show and wasn't bothering anybody with it. But he's doing a bad show, and then he's talking about how bad other cat shows are. See what I'm saying? That's what I should have said at the beginning. That's my point. He's doing a show that sucks on wheels, and then he raps about how crappy other cat shows are. Oh, my God. By the way, did you hear about King Kong? I heard it sucks ape. Now then. Hey, Phil, this is from Jerry. Jerry, just listening to last night's rebroadcast here in Las Vegas when I heard Bobby's line, just because Barbie's been taken out of her box. This is a good line. It says, just because Barbie's been taken out of her box doesn't mean someone's got to drill a hole in her. To which you replied after a long pause, something to the effect, that's a vulgar and lewd a thing as I've ever heard. I'm a delivery driver here in town, and I damn near swerved off the road and killed innocent pedestrians because I was laughing my ass off. I laughed the rest of the way, too, wherever I thought of it. Keep it up, and more webcasts, another lifelong backstage passer, Jerry. Thanks, Jerry. Bud Dickman on the keyboards. The freaking Phantom of the Opera. Thanks again for, this was another one from a listener, Stephen. He says, thanks for supporting the troops. You are one of the very few Democrats that have not gone nuts. I'm a homicide dick in L.A., and my son's a Marine. He's a big fan and even gave me your backstage pass as a gift. Wait a minute. This is an old email. Oh, no, wait a minute. Stephen, you sent me this email 2 weeks ago, man. What, do you just write one email and keep sending it out every 2 weeks? I already read it. Thank you very much. You're a nice guy. Here's one from Elisa in Bakersfield. Phil, I love the R.C. Collins Godfather bit the other night. I was wondering what happened to him. The Godfather's my absolute favorite movie of all time, and this was very enjoyable. And I have to say that was a very good Luca Brasi impression. Keep up the laughs. You're the best, Elisa, Bakersfield. What happened to who? Luca Brasi? He died. He got strangled. One of the coolest scenes in the movie when the guy puts the knife through his hand, the Turk. I hear he's good with a knife. Well, that's bad for me, and bad for you if you can't make that deal. The Godfather slipping. That guy was... Anyway, I think he was, Italian. Hey, Phil, this is old news, but to celebrate the latest webcast, me and my friend hooked a laptop to our TV and watched it while sipping fine wine. It was a webcast party. No, we're not queer. Here's a link to the page. My friend Gant named the event Henry Palooza. Yeah, they showed us a picture of these two dudes watching TV with two glasses of fine wine, two like Riddell glasses of wine, you know, getting the bouquet and watching My Ugly Face. Two cats in sweaters in an empty room. Cool. Oh, here's the picture. I guess we could put it. You may say you're not gay, but, well, we'll put the picture on the website if I can ever get a really good copy of it. Do we have that still in the thing? I can scan it off there for Doug. Yo, Phil, love your show. Thanks for playing an Art Bell bit. It had been a while since I heard one of those. I'm expecting some sort of pen takes it dry comment. Oh, well, maybe you could make fun of Penn in another bit. The guy is such a douche. Talking about who? Sean Penn. As in the verb to do. Keep it up. Yeah, I get it. All right. God, man. It's enough that we get away with the word. The guy's got to give me the freaking grammatical breakdown of the sentence. You know, as in... Hey, Phil, I have to ask a favor. Could you please stop talking about this Raquel chick? My wife and I listen to your show every night, and in fact, we even looked her up when you mentioned her website. That's when the fun stopped. That's when the fun... My wife is getting extremely jealous of her. Now, every time you speak of her, she starts saying things like, he's a jerk, and you're a jerk for listening to him. Don't... Don't ask me why. You know how women are. Oh, and don't read this email on the air. I'll just get into more trouble. Jeff from Sumter, South Dakota, or South Carolina. Go ahead and read it. Might be fun. Well, do we got a break? We got a break, man. I'm way off the thing, babe. We'll be right back. More email here on the Phil Henry Show. Thanks, everybody. And we've got some soup. I think we've got soup.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And now back to our email. Hey, Phil, love the backstage pass kind of a deal when you got going on. Huh? Oh, love the backstage pass kind of a deal you got going on. Sorry, man. Sure, not hearing the music sucks, but so does a lot of crap in this world. Could be worse. Could be Combs anyway. Just wanted to tell you that I was at my company Christmas party the other night, pouring myself a beer, when two women I work with asked me, what should they drink? How about a Ted, I said, and spun around to make them one. Drinking it, one asked, what is this, rum and coke? Yes, ma'am, it is. A Ted? I don't get it, she replied. Needless to say, I went home alone that night, but I felt good spreading the word of the Ted. That's solid, man. This Christmas, if some chick says I'd like something to drink, say, let's make it a Ted. You know, and then it'll be like a TV commercial. And then she'll go, isn't it rum and coke? And you go, no, it's a Ted, baby. Make sure you say it's a Ted, baby. Man, they love that. They just, oh, Jesus. You ever blow it, you know, like the wrong thing with the wrong chick, man. She won't talk to you for, must seem like, it seems like minutes, but it's actually been 3 weeks. Hey, Phil, I know how you hate Seattle, but you have plenty of fans up here. Too bad the affiliate dropped your show for a lousy show, which is now also gone in favor of country music. Oh, there you go. Thanks a lot, Buzz. How long were we on up there? 6 months? Any chance more of the archive bits will be available in MP3 form? Now, here's a guy that likes the MP3. There's a bunch of them that I haven't heard, but I don't want to be tied to the computer. Keep up the kick-ass show, Mike. I think that as the podcasts continue to progress, people are going to use them more, and there's going to be more in the archives. The older stuff is not MP3 because it wasn't downloadable originally, I guess. I hope I'm saying this right. When we started those podcasts, the uproar was deafening because we had to strip all the music out of it. It doesn't make any sense at all, I understand, but then, you know, making sense, where would we be if we made sense, right? In other words, all this is a radio show, right? In other words, a show that has production elements. You would think that certain people would understand that and try to make that possible for our downloading listeners to hear. But, hey, why would they want to do that? Huh? I mean, all it is a radio show. Whoa. God. Well, I don't understand. What do you want, Phil? The music on my bits are, my people can't hear it. Oh, yeah, I know, but it's fine. It's, you know, they don't need that. What are you, all of a sudden a freaking critic? I want the stuff that I do in my bits. If you're going to have an MP, what's the point? Well, they hear the talking. It's about talking. You play music. That's kind of weird. No cat does that. Sean Hannity doesn't do it, and he kicks ass. How do you know Sean Hannity doesn't do it? I mean his radio show. Oh. Here's another one. This is the cat that sent the picture of a comb-over boy trying to suck a microphone down his throat. Phil, David here, a backstage pass member from Phoenix, Arizona. I heard you talk about two movies on your show Tuesday night that are some of my all-time favorites. The documentary about Fred Luchter is fascinating. He is a complete psycho who designs various types of execution devices, electric chairs, gas chambers, etc., with no formal scientific training. He became a Holocaust denier and travels to Auschwitz to prove there were no gas chambers there, all the while smoking 3 packs of Reds a day and drinking 20 cups of coffee a day. A must-see. American Pimp, a documentary about pimps across America. It kind of sells itself. Love your show, David. No kidding. Yeah, I got to get into all that stuff, man. Yeah, those cats that denied a Holocaust, you know, maybe there's something to that. Like the guy that runs Iran, you know, that new president, he said it didn't happen. That's what he said. He must be right. After all, he's just a Persian that wants to wipe him off the freaking face of the earth. Why would he lie? Oh, my God. What I wouldn't give for a sock full of horse manure. Woody Allen, 1976. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Better get your backstage backstage passes immediately because the webcast is on for the 22nd. Backstage passes can be had at our website, www.philhenryshow.com. The website on for the 22nd, baby. We just figured out, Harry and I just figured out something. Comb over boy, you know how he, and coming up on the show, but when he talks normal, because I've heard the guy talk normal because I was at that radio and record seminar with him, he talks a little bit like this, and then I realized it's Herb Sewell. Oh, God. Thank you. It is. Comb over boy, when he talks like a normal cat, sounds like Herb Sewell, convicted child molester. Now, one other email here. Whitney Chapman writes, my 5-year-old son wanted a driving game for the computer. They're a little pricey, so I downloaded all of your driving to work videos and combined them into one long, boring movie. I told my son it was a great new game called Keep It on the Road. I got the video to continuously play, so now he sits in front of the computer and plays all day. He thinks he's the best driver in the world, and mommy and daddy get a little sack time. Will Keep It on the Road 2 be out for Christmas? Love the backstage pass. You know, you say he's a wonderful driver because he thinks he's driving. That's me driving, and I ain't that good of a driver. I'm weaving through traffic and all kinds of stuff. All right, Whitney, thanks. Yeah, part 11 is up, by the way, and if you think the other 10 parts were boring, this one doesn't have music. It's just me weaving through traffic. All right, just remember, comb over boy, when he talks like a real guy, because you haven't heard it, sounds like Sewell. Good night.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.